Greetings and welcome to episode 16. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today, I will share about my second book, also entitled Leadership Tidbits, but this time I focus on trailblazing in leadership. That's right, trailblazing in leadership. This is another Amazon best-selling book that was a collaboration project from leaders around the nation, and I was so blessed to be a part of it. You may find it at my website at www.dressiespeaks.com. I actually start my chapter with an affirmation statement, and that simply is, as a trailblazing leader, you are preparing yourself for the leader that you are and the leader that you will become. Again, my title is Trailblazing in Leadership. I've had the opportunity to be a trailblazer at all levels in educational leadership. I'm going to share from my perspective, leading at the elementary level. The day had arrived in which I became the leader of a large urban Title I school. Of course, I was so excited to take on such a tremendous task in transforming the school into a high-growth school. And at the time of my acceptance of the position, I had no idea what I was truly getting myself into, but I just knew that I was ready to serve. I spent my whole career before that working in highly impacted schools, and I knew I was more than prepared to take on the challenge. No one could stop me or persuade me otherwise. I was ready to put my leadership skills to the test. And I can tell you the excitement of my first leadership role allowed me to gain many leadership lessons and nuggets that I'm going to pass on to you. One is that is to pursue a position in an area that you absolutely enjoy doing. Possess the skills to do the job and never be afraid to ask questions or seek assistance in your new role. As you continue to hear about my journey, allow yourself to engage so that you can learn practical strategies in assisting you on your leadership journey. I share leadership nuggets that will motivate and inspire you in leading and help you to become that trailblazing leader. As I reflect about my transition into the school and sought information about the school, I knew the school had been making small strides but needed to make huge leaps in student achievement. I did my research about the school, and I knew I was ready to take on all the challenges that came along with the job. Even though the data was grim, it gave me the internal drive to proceed with optimism and conviction that the school could be elevated to the status of exceeding expected growth. My mind was set, my heart was ready, and my talents primed to transform the school. Interestingly, no sitting principal in the district that I was in at the time wanted to transfer to the school, and people would always ask me why I wanted to start my career in a school and also in school leadership in such a school where the school failure was a concern. They had no idea of my internal desire, my relationship with God, and the gift that He had bestowed upon me, but I knew that, and that was all I needed. Amazingly, and sometimes in life, you cannot explain your instincts, but you must believe and go with what you know is right for you. Trust your heart, clear your mind, and allow God to steer you in the right direction. This type of focus will allow you to make the best decision and maximize your given talents. After I had served at school for about a year, it was shared with me that even those in higher position than me and providing support to the school did not honestly believe that it could become a high-growth school. The growth status ranged from no growth to expected growth to high growth, all based on the academic performance of the students. Not only did it become a high-growth school under my leadership, but ultimately a Piedmont Signature School, simply meaning it was the highest growth school in the district despite all the labels placed on the school. And this marked the beginning of my revelation where I knew being a trailblazer in school leadership was my calling. I share this leadership nugget, and that is to allow yourself to be depleted at times. Take on the unimaginable, the impossible. Stretch your capacity. Maximize your skills. Go where no one wants to go. Do what no one wants to do. And serve with passion, zest, and zeal. This school was not only a Title I school, but also an Equity Plus and a Star III grant school in which 100% of the students were on free and reduced lunch. It had a large Latino and African-American student population located in a high-crime area, lacked high parental involvement, and the students had not only academic challenges, but other challenges that significantly impact their overall achievement and the overall achievement of the school. The challenges included social, emotional, environmental, and other impactful issues, but the opportunities were even greater. I knew either this position was going to make me or break me, and it helped to make me into the leader I am today. You never know where you may end up until you allow yourself to be challenged. Only then can you create the best leader in you. Another leadership nugget is that when you have faith in what has been given to you, you must act accordingly. Always know that you must be genuine in serving, give back a portion of what has been given to you, and continue your journey of making a difference no matter what role you possess. This realization was the making of my desire to serve and to serve schools, students, and families that needed excellence and serve those who needed the most. I truly allowed God to guide and lead me during the 7 years that I led the school into its signature status. If you serve with passion and give it all you have, there will be times when the journey of serving can turn into your promise and your purpose for your life. If you never put yourself in the place and space, you will never reach your God-given potential. Allow excellence to exude in your own leadership. I hope that you will not only gain insight and foresight to assist you as you lead, but be inspired by learning from my journey and use my challenges as learned lessons to better your skills. A leadership nugget is to allow your current challenge to be your next opportunity. Be optimistic in your approach and operate in the job you're doing now. If you have a desire to elevate to the next level, next position, keep an eye on the job you desire for the future. Remember, if you seek that job of the future, research, investigate, and start honing your skills. A leadership practice that has been true to me is for me to surround myself with people based on where I want to go in my career. Now get connected to the right people, the right place, and the mindset of where you are headed. No matter what leadership position you're in, what level you serve, or what leadership position you hold in the organization, leadership skills can be transferable. You will be amazed at how your leadership skills can expand to so many other professions and a multitude of opportunities. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue sharing more about those effective leadership tidbits. As always, remember to check out my website at www.drsespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about leadership. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. The next position I inquired about and expressed interest in serving in leadership was still at the elementary level. It allowed me to utilize the skills I had already honed, but also gain more skills, as well as go in depth with my knowledge about school transformation. And that's why I wrote my first book. This school was also a Title I school, but in dire need of a complete school transformation. In addition, it was a school improvement grant school, and actually we received like $2.6 million in order to transform the school. Also, the local district provided intensive support, the state provided support, and the federal government provided the grant to assist with the transformation of the school. I learned so much about school improvement grants and all the demands at the state and federal level just by working so closely with those who provided direct support. When challenges are heightened, often it leads to a bigger opportunity and a bigger impact that one can make within the organization. This position was such that I had another chance to extend my capacity and grow my leadership skills. The responsibilities and the demands took my skill set to another level and helped me to grow exponentially. Even though this school was smaller, the work that needed to be done was tremendous. Those on the outside looking in asked me, why would you want to go to such a school? They thought my career would be turned upside down and going to this school would be detrimental not only to my career, but to my upward mobility in the profession. Turned out, they were completely wrong. This school also became a Piedmont Signature School with the highest growth, the highest achievement growth of any school in the district, making it the second highly impacted urban school that I had transformed. At this point, I knew God had given me the ability to go into schools and transform them. The responsibilities seemed impossible, but I knew through God they were possible. Yes, even in school leadership, you can seek God and ask Him to guide your vision, your actions, and your plans. Remember, every situation, every experience can teach you something about yourself, your skills, and your purpose. I had made my mark, and those with whom I had worked with knew I had the gift of transforming schools. And then I decided to go to the middle school. So leading at the middle school level was my next journey. And this appointment allowed me to make an impact at the middle school level. I continued to hone the leadership skills that I used at the elementary level, but also gained more skills at this level. I was the first in my county to hold the newly entitled position as an executive director / principal. This allowed me to have more autonomy within the school to make critical decisions and suggestions to the district leadership about what needed to be done in order to transform the school. While I was there only a short period of time, I made such a great impact, decreasing the growth index by 4.27%, which is substantial when you measure student achievement growth, along with other success indicators. It was another concrete example that no matter what level you serve, an effective leader can lead at any level and make a profound impact. The leadership skills you possess may be able to get you the position you desire, but it may not allow you to keep elevating. You must invest in yourself and take on the mindset that your learning continues. Seek programs and opportunities that will help you to grow and develop your skill set. And I can tell you, I continue to do that even to this day. I'm in programs, I'm seeking opportunities to help me to continue to grow. Next, I went to the high school level. And interestingly, my leadership journey continues at the high school level in which I helped to assist in transforming a department. Through my journey of serving and making a difference, I have learned that it is not the position or the title that one may hold, but the skill set one possesses and the mindset we possess about how we utilize our skills to make an impact in the place that we serve. Every single opportunity will give you the ability to polish your skills and develop a new mindset if you allow it. Leadership will allow you to go places and do things you never envisioned. As I continue to serve, I will gain more knowledge and experience at every level and be able to share comprehensive strategies employed in order to make a systemic difference. And I will continue to share that with you. Then I decided, after doing that, I wanted to lead at the college level while operating my own business. That's right. I wanted to take all this information and share. So at the college level, I was able to use my leadership skills to assist educators with thinking about how they can improve their skills, better their services, and maximize their potential in making an impact. And during my time at three different colleges and universities, I continue to assist educational leaders who want to expand their skill set and enhance their capacity. I also work closely with educators in a variety of roles, but also align the work to my business as an educational consultant. Again, leadership skills are transferable, and an effective leader can adjust and adapt to the ever-changing demands of what is needed to get the job done. All the learned leadership skills from my K-12 and college experience only enhance my ability to lead my business. A leadership nugget is to not be afraid to utilize your skills in a variety of ways and in various positions. You will benefit tremendously and gain a new outlook on leadership. It will also propel you to find your passions and serve in your purpose. I was fortunate that all positions I have held allowed me to continuously hone my skills. Additionally, I sought advanced degrees, participated in leadership opportunities around the country, and I tell people from Howard University to Harvard University, and I surrounded myself with master leaders who were the best in their roles. Remember, an important leadership nugget is to take away from every experience something that will continue to stretch your capacity, enhance your toolkit, and once again, propel you forward in the plan and the promise for your life. Now, think about those leadership experiences that I shared with you, and I hope that it will help you to gain a new mindset, a new posture, and a new attitude. Think about those experiences that felt uncomfortable, that caused you to think out of the box, that stretched you to the max, and that created the space that you are in today. All these experiences helped to mold me, I know, into the leader that I am now and to elevate me into the position that I hold. And I hope it has done the same for you. Continue once again to lead with passion and conviction. Enjoy the journey. Invest, invest in yourself. Revive your leadership skills and renew your vision so that you can become the next trailblazing leader. And I leave you with this. Right now, assess your leadership skills. What role are you currently serving in, and what skills are needed to be successful in that role? What role do you aspire to serve in during the next phase of your leadership? What actions are you currently taking to grow your capacity? And lastly, create a timeline for implementing your actions so that you can grow and learn and serve and give back. As always, remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.drsespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platform, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.
Thank you.